Getting my my chucks and my loafs on. I was in my MMA Superman on. I know I got it, got it, got it. I know she on it, on it, on it. I know you see it, yeah, see it. I know she want it, on it, on it. She got that Cali good, Cali good. And she got it, good. She got me police and then wishing at him. What? Lil' mama got a back ride. She be skating on it, got a singing flashlight. She tryna get her, but she holding on hella tight. I got that act right, that's what she like. I get it in, 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 I get it. Done with them boys, cause she done find a man now. Ain't no competition, chief, I'ma win it hands down. I'ma show her love, love, even when my fans ride. Get it to the music, baby, tell me how my band sound. I know I got it, got it, got it. I know she own it, own it, own it. I know you see it, see it, see it. I know she want it, want it, want it. She got that Cali good, Cali good. And she got it, she got me police and then wishing at him. What? Lil' mama got a back ride. She be skating on it, got a singing flashlight. Be tryna get her, but she holding on hella tight. I got that act right, that's what she like. I get it, I get it, I get it.
She ain't wearing none. Don't want me to buy none. Man, she done fired up. Down the broken neck when she see me with a Mario. Double take, double take. Let's go have a triple down. Me, you ain't no choice. You be with y'all. Think y'all can. I'm the man. If I ain't putting it down right, you can cancel me. I'm married to the game. So right now, you can't marry me. Champagne wishes. Private jet kisses. Shanghai, Bangkok. We overseas tripping. Pinocchio, your major bro. I'm smoking, smoking Tokyo. I travel, but this rapping got me going.
Place you never go. I get it, 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 I
and I'm You won't really need no one else except for the man of love.
Because he'll give you love.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. If you look into my
to you already. Welcome to my world of green. This is your girl in her world. That is aka Mrs. Misunderstood. What's good with you? I'm so happy to have you here in my world of green. Let me first start by saying that I apologize for my last couple of posts. Boss Hulk hit me up to let me know. Shout out to Boss Hizzy. He's also helping me promote my joint, and he let me know that some of the postings, you couldn't hear the music. I am aware of it. Thank you. Thank you for everybody who's trying to make me aware. I am aware. Unfortunately, the Queen of Green, I am not feeling well today, so that was my mistake. So I apologize. No excuses. I'll fix it. So just don't click it, okay? Actually, what it is I made two videos, and you're just getting a chance to see both of them. That's all it is, just two different videos that I made. I did this. The second one is the one that I put out, and the one I put out by accident, that's probably the one that you can't hear. So just to let you know that I'm aware. So tonight is Behind the Wall. Tonight is Behind the Wall. And I'm going to be speaking on Isabella Guzman, the teen who stabbed her mom. Went viral on Facebook. She stabbed her mom 79 times. We're going to speak about that tonight. I just want to bring that to light. And shout out to everybody who tuned in yesterday. We had an amazing Real Talk with Dr. Vine. If you didn't get to hear it, you got to go back and catch the show. But we will come back in a little bit. We're going to play a little bit more music, and then I'm going to come back. So, like I said, Isabella Guzman is the first one I'm going to speak of. I have a couple, teen who stabbed her mom 79 times. I really need to know what made you do that. I really need to understand, why would you stab your mother 79 times? I can't picture a reason. Actually, we actually know somebody, right, Slander, that killed their mom? And we're going to speak about that. And over a Dallas Cowboy game. It's not funny. It's fucked up. I'm just go to show you know, fucked up people are in the head. Shout out to Ascot Records. You already know what it is. We be back. Couple, we be back. We be back. I feel all your love and blessings. Everybody praying for me to feel better. I feel it. Thank you. We be back. out to my nigga, Mr. Invisible. You are officially a wild boy, my nigga. Honey, I know I love green, but we about to turn it blue in here real quick.
Turn my track up. Y'all don't hear me, though. Turn the light slow. Y'all don't lick it slow. Ayo, check it. Bust it. Bust wide open.
I don't like to share my love and hell, it's all mine. If you a whole ass nigga, don't waste my time. You a kid, won't pretend, shit, you first in line. Give me all of it, baby, shit, it's all mine. I don't like to share my love and hell, it's all mine. I'm about to die, shit, that's why I draw the line. Cause if I got you back from someone till the end of time, give me all that you're loving, cause it's all mine.
Hit the pussy up, give that ass a smack. Hit it from the back, fuck me slow like that. Spit on a click, better use your tongue. Let you know what you're doing and make me come. Left leg down, right leg on your neck. Suck it while you're driving, about the car was a wreck. Say you want to eat, I got your plate. I can tell that you're starving and you can't wait. I'ma push your face in it. Love the way you tasting it. Lick it all up, no wasting it. I'm unique, no replacing it.
I don't like to share my love and hell, it's all mine. If you a whole ass nigga, don't waste my time. You a kid, won't pretend, shit, you first in line. Give me all of it, baby, shit, it's all mine. I don't like to share my love and hell, it's all mine. I'm about to die, shit, that's why I draw the line. Cause if I got your back, we'll show it till the end of time. I don't like to share my love and hell, it's all mine. If you a whole ass nigga, don't waste my time. You a kid, won't pretend, shit, you first in line. Give me all of it, baby, shit, it's all mine.
Step one, put your ass on the bed. Step two, I'ma give you some head. Step three, I'ma spit on the tip. Step four, I'ma ride that dick. Step five, you don't know how to act. Step six, make you come back to back. Step seven, hit it from the side. Get inside, been 6 years and I'm ready to go. Gonna give you a prize for show. I'ma suck on your balls, can't tell me to stop. Then I'ma make you get on top.
I don't like to share my love and hell, it's all mine. If you a whole ass nigga, don't waste my time. You a kid, won't pretend, shit, you first in line. Give me all of it, baby, shit, it's all mine. I don't like to share my love and hell, it's all mine. I'm nobody's side, shit, that's why I draw the line. Cause if I got your back from someone till the end of time, give me all that good loving, cause it's all mine.
Thank you.
Well, it's Gucci. We are back in the building. I'm not ready just... I'll be up here singing It's Too Late Now. And, oh, what's the other part you like? If you a whole ass nigga. We love y'all music. We love it. We love it. We love the big part of this family. I got to do some Mr. Raw because I need my 65 bars. And
my
daddy, we playing our joints over here. He's trying to make me feel better. I got such a good hubby. But I just came back to say shout out to Vinny DeVici. He will be in the building on Thursday. So you will get to find out who he is, what he's about. And then the following week, I think we got Jazzo coming to the building. We got a great lineup. And sooner than that, we will have Ascot coming as well. So, yeah, they got a lot of things ahead of us. So, I mean, when they fit us in, we get them in here. A shout-out to the ladies, the Too Late Now and the All Mine. Definitely, definitely, ladies, do your thing. Do your thing in this independent world. This is what we're here for. So we're going to go into a little Mr. Raw, a little Mook, and then we're going to come back about this chick who killed her mom. Seven, and then she's smiling. And I don't feel good. You know I'm going in. We'll be back.
Southside, baby. Queen. We get it in over here.
Lyrical poet, to the title I stay devoted. My saxophone goes along with the tone and the cane of stone. Easily quoted from the one that's taking notice of rain in my statue from rapper who's self-promoted. I'm reaching for high ground, reaching the fire round, teaching the tie and clown of my speech is a quiet style forever glistening. For the ones ready to listen, enhancing my mission to alleviate any damn suspicion. Raw's rendition is my way of thinking, linking your thoughts to your better vision, showing the vision, more than a smidgen, giving the lump sum, and penetrate like a dum-dum, leaving your skull not sure if you want some. It's non-herbal, it's verbalist, receive with caution and approach at your own risk. Rolls like a defense, there was the kid myth. Giving the damn twist of the typical fan list. Making your man twist like a spiritual band list. Making your fan miss for this lyrical stand, which I never claim to be the greatest. Macho or even the bravest. I leave it up to the lamest single ladies who wanna be famous. Who fight like the standards, you can't get clapped on. But you ain't Teflon, so you forever remain nameless. My main aim is to spark those and seem brainless. With lyrics that flow the water like regular gainers, I would never sink, no matter what you think. Cause all my lyrics are undone, they never pink. But before blink, I could change up the menu, rearrange the venue before I continue. Then you understand the fight of the man and how I control the crowd with the mic in my hand. And now I rope for rope like a dagger in my hand, with a drive that cuts deep like a slice of the man with a machete. My motto forever ready, go hard or go home, cause we're known to be steady. Spitting the melody to leave you open while I'm floating over the track, and it's a fact I leave it soaking, critically broken when I touch styles without a token. Don't provoke a hit with some light, just like a focus. Spit a verse, throw it down and leave it smoking. I'm not joking, you can see the red in my eye. I'm not ready to die, but I'm ready to try to get my point across as I shine, you know. Force to make your ears pop like spicy hot sauce. The game is not lost, hip hop ain't dead, but you got to play the chorus if you want to break. So many play the boss, but they work instead. There's a lot of rap cats in the game and they ain't scoring. Hop, they not any plot is straight ball and they claim to be LJ. And how they hate joints with flames that ain't scorching is raising the eight portion. Raw's married to this track, there's no divorce in the numb is possible, but you know it's straight distortion. Skills is brought to the game, proceed with caution again. You should be down in the frame like teen abortion. Bigger to come, harder to fall, so if you ain't ready to brawl, make sure the paramedics are called. And they got all the right support, physical mic fight is what I enact with new restrictions. To set the game up, state your claim up, cause if you ain't spitting that fire, you're just a lame. The Raw's the name, what? Watch how I came up, turning the flame up, that means I'm burning your brain up. Changing the game up, from the different insane stuff. Even your plane stuck with the lyrics to stay broke. I'm not broke, I write rhymes to get checks. And when I get a track, I just treat it just like sex. And when I give it back, I just treat it just like next. Okay, fixed, cause I ride a track like a jockey. I'm like Jim Carrey, mad. Somebody stop me, but don't block me, cause I'm balls off and stocky. I knock your front side like a bad game of hockey. That means I'm ruthless, I leave it toothless. The next time you think of the mic, you know who the truth is. Raw, like you never heard before. I came in the door, the more the store than the norm. And I'm just getting warm, to it ready for war. We can get it on, from night till the morn. From dusk to the dawn, till the boat get tired. One stroke is on, but I'm on fire right now, so bring it on.
Girl, when I look at you, I can't picture me not having my way. It's a C-Roll. I gotta express myself. So, I hope you get it. Just listen.
Pretty lady, let the loving commence. Don't act dense with no suspense. I'ma make your whole body tense by giving more than my 2 cents about the situation with no manipulation, cause I'm equipped with patience. Label me doctor, call this my practice. I'm the director of this, for you I'm an actress. If I'm the box spring, then you're my mattress. You're my wide receiver, catch all the passes. With no glasses, I can clearly see the future. Incision inside of your mind without using the suture. I salute you and think the day that you was born. Let me ignite the fire of passion so we can get it on. Consider it porn, with no lights, with no camera, just action. With no distraction, more than a fraction, in an orderly fashion. And the closed caption to this coming attraction, this ain't simply smash. And I'm not here to play with you, I know it's true. So when you think about it, all day, I just walk my way.
Walk my way with you. Walk my way.
I'm not done, there's more. You know there's always more when it comes to raw. Listen. Sexy miss, let the lover continue. What's on the venue? I got an appetite for love, you're on the menu. And I intend to complete any given task. Your wish is my command, all you gotta do is ask. I can do it fast, or take it real slow. Just waiting for you to give me the green light to go. You're dealing with the pro, in certain categories. True, actual, factual, no fictional story. I can show you way more than I can tell you. Oh hell, you drive me crazy straight to Bellevue. And in a good way, I know that you could say the very same. While you calling out my name, pleasure is the aim, and satisfaction is the claim. And for this addiction, there's no one to blame. And lust we trust is the name of the game. It's the must that we just keep it hot like a flame. So keep an eye out, so we never let it die out. And I'm not here to play with you, I know it's true. So when you think about it, all day, I just walk my way.
Walk my way with you. Walk my way.
Don't worry, baby, you can get your way with me too. It's a two-way street.
Walk my way with you.
Yeah, we gotta get that Mr. Raw and Boss Hizzle popping. I'm about to get that popped off. But let me go to the phone lines real quick, see who is in my green building. 706, you live on the air. Who that? Who that there?
Hey, Miss Bridges. Hey, Miss Bridges, it's your girl Honey in the building. How you doing tonight?
I can't hear you, baby.
Hold on, it might be my AirPods in me. Let me get it. See what's going on. Can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I hear you a little better. Who you say this is?
This is Honey.
Ah!
What's up, girl?
Not much. You know, been working, trying to get this music going, and you know, my issues.
Step one, step two, step three. First, we got to put inside. Step four.
Then you got to give it a ride and stop playing.
Who gonna tell you to stop sucking they nuts, girl? Ain't nobody gonna tell you to stop. Oh, we lost them. We be back.
Yeah. We back. Yeah. USMG, nigga. I'm so fast, where you at? Yeah, okay, yellow, where you at? Okay, Ant, where you at? Come on, bro. This go down as a banger. Put the flow on a swanger. When they ask about murder, that nigga gutter, he gangster. I dick her down in a minute. Don't politic with these bitches. Kept me still in the trenches. So double brows, I be clenching. My nigga, fuck how you want it. My nigga, sits how you take it. Put them lids on the bed, boy, make her shake it and break it. I got a hell of a jumper. From the hood, so I'ma make it. Know they bodies be aching. But bitch, I love when they hate and I double back off that bacon. But get hit with that laser. Kept me riding with cuz. He wanna cop him a blazer. Say we numb for thugs. Well, bitch, I come from the acres. Learn how to sell drugs. I pick that shit up from Razor. Keep a hell of a grind. Got a hell of a hustle. Steady stacking my papers. Tie life flexing my muscle. The last piece of the puzzle. These niggas sweeter than custard. My nigga ready to tussle. Big dog, don't got no mother. Shout out to Melly and Struggle. I know it's a struggle to hustle. So I just do what I wanna. Tom J. Other. Or my nigga Lerone. Blow that piss to the dome. Blow that purse to the head. Got them running, they scared. Man, fuck what they said. I know they sleeping with beds. Can't be sleep up in the bed when I'm chasing these beds. Can't be sleep up in the bed. I'ma sleep when I'm dead. Shit, I'm too far in. I'm trying to stay up ahead. Yeah.
I know I got my World of Blue listening. Tell Boss Hizu, resend what he just sent me because it did not come through. And to Mr. Raw or Boss Hizu, resend me that track, please. Please, please, please. I could play that. One of y'all do that. We got to go back. You want to hear that? All right. We'll be back.
Yo, this is a little something I wrote back in 1991 and 2. It was relevant then and it's still relevant to this day. Subliminal slave mentality. Most are ignorant to the fact that makes you crazy. They think the whites are giving us equality. We are solid amongst our own. We should kill each other, but teach pieces in our home.
What up, y'all? Salute.
I'm a Petersburg soldier. Dirt gang gangster. From third ward to fifth ward.
Shout out to the acres.
Let's take them down to Blanford.
Some 36 niggas.
All my people go hot.
Squad full of killers.
I'm a Zoom fam major.
I'm a third gang general.
Know my town about paper.
Bitches know we're killing
them. So we them niggas that go ham. That's that Zoom fam.
And we them niggas
man.
That go bang. That's
right.
That dirt.
From
right.
The top of the block. I call the shots that make your body rock. You family, I'm the CEO. I'm swagging out with a dirty cop. I am so hot, I'm burning hot. Them bad hoes, I'm turning up. Who 7Gs, I'm burning up. So yellow, gone and turn it up. New fam and dirt gang, that class of the Titan. That big black, please light it. I swear, as I fight, and yeah, I'm nuts up. I'm fucked up. Them bad hoes get fucked up. Pretty hoes act up. No, if I hit them with that uppercut. Got short dread, but my hair long. Round, round in my theme song. I don't even be on the scene long. I'm out here to that green gone. My city burn like steam on. On the ground to my team on. Introduce us to that codeine. Now someone that they lean on. Ran for my city. Die for my city. When I leave, I'm a tow truck and drive away my city. Why I do it for my city life? Why I'm still living? I'ma stand my ground and hold it, sit down. I'm fuck with it. I'm a Petersburg soldier.
Dirt gang gangster.
From third ward to fifth ward.
Shout out to the acres.
Let's take them down to Blanford.
Some 36 niggas.
All my people go hot.
Squad full of killers.
I'm a Zoo fam major.
I'm a dirt gang general.
Roll my town about paper.
Bitches know we killing them.
Cause we them niggas that go ham. That's that Zoo fam.
And we them niggas that gon' bang. That's that dirt.
I'm out of money making missions. So I'm steady. back at work, y'all are going hard. Pitching like a quarterback, skies and let my knee stack. Got the fucking stack, weigh it, bag it, jab, then I smash out. I bet you can't do it like me. I live life prior to money, and this shit won't change until my heart stop. I'm dead and the cash is still in. Nigga, the bird is my life. On the corner clock, I'm stacking my money and everything I eat.
I'm a Petersburg soldier,
dirt gang gangster,
from third ward to fifth ward.
Shout out to the acre,
let's take them down to Blanford.
Some 36 niggas,
all my people go hot.
Squad full of killers.
I'm a zoo fam major,
I'm a third gang general.
Know my town bout paper,
bitches know we killin' them.
Hey, cause we them niggas that go ham, that's that zoo fam.
And we them niggas that gon' bang, that's that dirt gang.
Yeah. Family entertainment. Bust it down, bitch. Now bust down, bitch. Bust it down, bitch. Now bust down, bitch. Bust it down, bitch. Now bust down, bitch. Bust it down, bitch. Bust down, bust down. She got that big ass booty and that thin ass skirt. Got the nerve to bend it over, showing all of her purse. If I put that ass on right, Kara call it not work. Fuck a good, bless the pussy, gotta call it not church. Now she know what's going down in an instance. Said she pulling up in a few minutes. I said, bitch, you already know the business. Don't call my phone, listen to foul my distance. Bust it down, bitch. Now bust down, bitch. Bust it down, bitch. Now bust down, bitch. I know your nigga do you good, but he ain't me. Watch, I hear her from the back till she hate me. Bust it down, bitch. Now bust down, bitch. Bust it down, bitch. Now bust down, bitch. I know your nigga do you good, but he ain't me. Watch, I hear her from the back till she hate me. I'ma hit her from the back till she hate me. Now gobble up, swallow up, I made her hate me. I make her run from it till she face me. Now beat that pussy up, she like rape me. Now bust it down, bitch, like an 8P. She bend that ass over, trying to get rid of that belly. Got that ass in the air, bounce that ass like some jelly. Screaming under they, mama eat out like Nelly. Uh-oh, what's poppin' tonight? I ain't scared to bring some friend, get some dick for the night. Got them digging the swag, got them loving the hype. Bust down, 2-1, I need a handicap fight. Huh? Now she know what's going down in an instance. Said she pulling up in a few minutes. I said, bitch, you already know the business. Don't call my phone, listen to foul my distance. Bust it down, bitch. Now bust down, bitch. Bust it down, bitch. Now bust down, bitch. I know your nigga do you good, but he ain't me. Watch, I hear her from the back till she hate me. Bust it down, bitch. Now bust down, bitch. Bust it down, bitch. Now bust down, bitch. I know your nigga do you good, but he ain't me. Watch, I hear her from the back till she hate me.
Listen, let me go to this really quick, and then we gonna go to the phone lines. Oh my God! Okay. So I wanted to talk about Isabella Guzman brutally murdered her mother. Her mother was Ying Mi Yao. It became famous online while being held in Colorado mental institution after she was found not guilty for reason of insanity. So it seems Isabella stabbed her mother to death in her Colorado home. A video of Guzman went viral on TikTok when she became an internet sensation. This is her smiling. Look at her smiling. I just want Sandra to verify. She is smiling in her the smirk, right? So she smirks at the camera at her court hearing. Again, her name is Isabella Guzman. She's 18 years old. She brutally murdered her mom. Her family was stunned, said she had behavioral issues even as a child, but loved ones described her as sweet and good-hearted. Soon after her arrest, Guzman pled not guilty by reason of insanity. Her doctors found that she suffered from schizophrenia, and a judge ordered that she remain in Colorado Mental Health Institute until she was no longer a threat to herself and others. Well, let me just tell you something about mental disease. It never goes away. What you mean until she, it doesn't go away. Never goes away. Never, ever, never, ever. So after being hospitalized, Guzman claimed that her schizophrenia was under control and petitioned that she be released from the institution. At the same time, footage of her hearing resurfaced and started making rounds on TikTok, hearing her bizarre fan base. It was a chilling story that Isabella's case happened to her when she was that, well, wait, hold on. The chilling story of Isabella's case and what has happened to her since she brutally killed her mother. So now it goes into how she was troubled through her teen years and she dropped out of high school. According to her stepfather, she was more threatening and disrespectful as she got older. She got worse towards her mother, and then they got into a nasty argument, and she spit in her mother's face. And later on that day, she emailed her mother and told her mother that she would pay. So her mother called the police. She was terrified after she received the email. They arrived at home that afternoon and spoke with Guzman. These are the police. They came. They spoke with Guzman, telling her mom that she could legally kick her out of the house because she was 18. If she wasn't respecting her rules, that she could throw her out. Guzman's father asked him to, the mom called Guzman's biological father and asked him to come and have a talk with her. Guzman arrived at the house that evening, according to the Post, and later recalled he sat down in the backyard looking at the trees and the animals, and I started to talk to her about the respect that people should have for their parents. He said he thought he made progress, and he continued. But just hours later, he discovered that the conversation had tragically done nothing at all. And on the same night, when he arrived home from work around 9:30 p.m., she told her husband that she was going upstairs to take a shower. I'm sorry, when she arrived, she told her husband she was going upstairs to take a shower, but soon heard a thud followed behind a blood-curling scream. Ryan said he rushed upstairs just in time to see Isabella slamming the bathroom door shut. She tried to push through, but Guzman had locked it and was pushing against the other side. When he saw the blood seeping through the door, he raced back downstairs and called 911. The father returned. This is the stepfather. The Ryan Hall returned, according to the Post, and heard his wife say, "Jehovah." Then he saw Guzman open the door and walk out with a bloody knife. He advised that he never heard Guzman say anything, that she didn't speak to him. She exited the bathroom and just started straight ahead and walked past him with the bloody knife in her hand. He ran into the bathroom. He found her naked on the floor with a baseball bat beside her, but she was covered in stab wounds. He tried to resuscitate her, but she was already dead. Investigators said they found her throat had been slashed and she had been stabbed at least 79 times in the head, neck, and torso. By the time the police arrived, Guzman had already fled the scene. They quickly launched a manhunt, informing the public that she was armed and dangerous. Officers found her in a nearby parking garage the next afternoon, her pink sport bra and a turquoise short still covered in her mother's blood. So according to CNN, on the day of her arraignment, Guzman had to be dragged out of her cell. When she finally got to the courtroom, she made a series of bizarre faces at the camera, and this is the picture that we see here now. She was smirking and pointing at her eyes. She pled not guilty by reason of insanity. The doctor testified that she's suffering from schizophrenia and has experienced delusions for years. She didn't even realize she was stabbing her mother. She says rather she thought she killed a woman named Cecilia in order to save the world. All right, so you heard it first. I'm going to come to you, Mr. Roy, but you, she say about this? Shut up.
She fucked up in the head, son. Like, you, those people. Those people do not need jail. They need to be dismantled. Ain't no way you in your right mind would stab your mother. But 79, it one time, period, is enough.
Your mother and
how you, I word, like, Mom, I got to get this in. Ain't nothing going to stop me. Wow. I'm speechless. I could never hurt my mother. No way, shape, or form. I don't know. Like, you know, that just goes to show how fucked up people is in the head.
Now, being someone who knows exactly what schizophrenia is and the and mental conditions are, I don't hide it. I suffer from mental disease. I have a rage disorder. And you know, it is what it is. But he said, don't make me mad. I take meds. I prefer you to know that I have a rage disorder. Like, I take psychosis pills for it. Look it up if you don't know what that is. But I take psychosis pills for my rage disorder. So I understand that level of mad. I understand being so mad that you don't realize this is the person in front of you, the regular, normal person. I understand that. I don't get 79 times to your mother. Nah, I don't get. I understand, and I'm clear on every. I have two psychologists and a two psychologists and one psychiatrist. So two to talk to you, try to keep you, and one to administer the medicine. And 100, I'm keeping it a bean. And 100, I started at 25 milligrams. I'm now at 1,000. 100. To control me every day. So I know exactly about that anger. I know all the fuck about it. All that aggression and all, yeah, Dutch be bugging in the song. Okay. All right. Huh? Yeah. So please, when you see things like that, don't just say, oh, that's fucked up. She just stabbed him. No, there's a problem there. There's a big problem. That's unmedicated. Or lack of medication or refusal of medication. That shit goes to show me why the fuck I need to not miss a pill. Not miss a pill, my nigga. And I take 22. And none of them shits is to get me high. I don't do no perps. None of, I smoke ganja. I smoke dispensary, the best. The fucking best. Sorry, my street weed niggas. I love y'all too. But I'm just trying to tell you. And another thing, let me just say this. To the people who have mental disease like me, it's a lie, okay? Smoking the dispensary weed does not mean you don't have to take your medicine. Don't do that. That's a fucking lie. You'll be this bitch right here. I don't give a fuck how much I smoke, and I smoke a lot. I still gotta take the meds, or it's gonna be trouble. Mr. Raw, what's good?
You know, this is a serious situation. You know, you're only talking about it because of the fact that you know. It is something very volatile because when you think about a certain thing and you put it in perspective and you go, damn, did you realize that you just slapped me? If somebody just slapped you, you'd be like, what the hell you do? You just slapped me. All right, that's one slap. let's think about the aggression, the frustration, the anger, the devilistic mindset for you to stab an individual 79 times.
Your mother?
All right. Not seven or nine times. Not 7 to 9. Not 7 to 9 times. 79 times.
Right.
That means there was no one there to stop you. And you had to snap out of it yourself. Because obviously you passed the basic. The basics are, if you're fighting somebody with frustration that you have it in them, and you're punching and you're hitting and you're hitting and you're hitting, you'll go to 12 to 20. You said 79. That's not a joke. Seven, nine is not a joke. Like, what are you telling me?
That's 30 that away from 100.
Yeah, exactly. That's 21 away from 100. 21 away from 100. And I'm like, what the freak is that? That's not normality in the least. Nothing. That means this individual had this in their psyche for a long period of time. It festered inside of her and boiled up. And then that's where you get snapped, like the television show. She snapped. And there was nothing anybody can do.
You know what's fucked up too? Because in the black community, it's so, no, you ain't, they don't believe in that. Oh, you don't have bipolar. No, I was told, oh, you just need your ass whipped. No, my nigga. No.
Go
to the doctor, yo.
That only makes it worse.
I'm not the only one in my family that suffer from it, but I'm the only one who will admit it. I'm the only one who I'm not going to spend the rest of my life uncontrollable. I could not control myself. So I know this is not fake. I couldn't control myself. You understand me? I couldn't.
It's,
you know what it feels like to be out of control?
It's in my family.
Control.
Everybody's family.
What
do
you mean, yo?
They just don't acknowledge it. I remember when I started just to realize about thinking about the world. The world is so evasive, and there is something in everybody's family. Stop fronting. In everybody's family in this world, somebody got one of the six things. Either somebody used to be a hoe, somebody was a stripper, a drug dealer, was on crack, got AIDS, or gay. Now, don't act like those things don't exist in the everyday. Let me add to that, mental disorder, bipolar. That adds to it. So somebody in everybody's family got that.
I have to say it. You understand me? My shit is so bad, I have to speak on it. I have to, because I was walking around snapping on niggas because, oh, you pissing me off, you making me mad. Them people don't know that I have a mental problem. Them people don't know that saying that will make me take your fucking head off. They don't know that. They don't know that. So you know what I had to do? I chose to keep myself inside to not have that on the street. That's what I was willing to do. I was willing to do that and to take my medicine. And when I don't take it and I don't do it, I don't get a pass. Then all the real shit come out. I don't get no pass. Shit like that could happen. Take your fucking medicine.
And you get put in
do
that
what you're supposed
room
to do.
You get put in that padded
on,
room
yo.
For real. It's real.
Don't end up taking somebody's
exists.
Life.
Yeah.
Don't.
It's serious.
I tell you one instance. This would really, really, really. And shout out to all my fans and supporters who know of this about me already. But I had a situation happen to me just a couple months ago, and I was so Mr. Raw, I was so fucking mad. It was thundering and light. I didn't even realize how bad it was outside, and I was just walking in the street praying, please, God, don't let nobody say nothing to me right now. Because I could take somebody like right now physically with nothing. Please, God. I was begging him. I got in a store, this store that I normally go to get L's because I get L's out of there all the time. The nigga came from around the corner, out of the street, was like, where's your husband? Where's your husband? What's wrong with you? Well, I was out, yo. That's like the fury, the red in my eyes. I said, yo, I'm good. I'm good, bro. I'm good. He was like, here, take all the L's you want. What, you didn't smoke? He said, you didn't smoke today, mommy? Because I get 10, 15 L's at a time. You didn't smoke today, mommy? What happened? What's your problem? I said, no, I'm good. And I can't turn it off. Nothing turns it off. You understand me? Nothing turns it off but that dumb fucking meds. And the shit is crazy. I'm gonna let my husband tell you what it's like to deal with that shit, because the shit is real, yo. The shit is fucking crazy. I know he gonna say you don't care.
You know, you gotta understand first. You gotta understand the woman. If you there with them that long, when we was younger, we didn't know what was good. 20 whole years without being diagnosed with nothing.
Sad.
As in, but with me it was different because she saw that I didn't really give a fuck about how much she spazzed. There's nothing that she going to do to hurt me. Nothing. And once she saw that, she was like, I'm not going to leave you because you got a sickness. That's not even in my head, because I know it's something wrong. Because everybody got that in them. Everybody does. I don't care who you are. And for her to come on basically radio and say it, that's a big step. That's hard to do.
I'm not ashamed.
But just to say to people who. Like, if you snapping every day, it's a problem.
It's not regular.
That's not normal.
It's not okay. Because it's people who's doing that to you, doing that to your kids. You coming home and you snapping on your kids. Thank God I don't have any children. You coming home, you snapping on your kids. You breaking shit. You fighting your man. You don't know what's wrong with you. You arguing at work. Everybody's making you mad. Nothing can't keep you calm. It's not normal. It's not okay, sis, or bruh, go get it checked, yo. It's not normal, and I got a list of shit. A list. I got intermittent explosive disorder. Do you know what that is? You know what that is? That means I can go from 0 to 200 for no reason, real fucking quick, for nothing. So this little girl... I'm going to pray for you. She's a little girl, B.
We make light. We joke. That's just...
It's real shit. She a baby. She a fucking baby. And she probably don't even know how to deal with that shit. I'm a grown-ass woman, and I'm just dealing with it. She a baby. So what they trying to do to her is fuck she a baby. She said... Not guilty, son. She's 13 because she thought it was somebody else. She even think it was her mother. That's not fake. So for the niggas on TikTok going through that, like, oh, she deserve it. Know about the disease, bro. Know about the disease. We be back. I'll be right back. I'm good. We be back.
We keep open heads and know that one of these days we gon' go get up while they talk on the phone. So she man from the big beat, hey. What you gonna play around my way? Man, listen to what I gotta say. Don't you know I am the man? Rock shows here to Jen Japan. Have people shaking my hand. Baby girl, better known as Ali. Give me goosebumps and high feet. Make a play, hey, this believe. Don't you know? Gotta tell somebody. Cause
I'm
honey back in the building. I think I got my honey back. Let me go to honey real quick before we say bye. We got about 10 minutes left. Honey.
Duchess.
Hey,
I took my big old ears, hit the red button. Nah, I hung it up, I guess. I don't know what happened, but I'm glad you're back. Thank you. I'm glad to be back. You doing okay today?
Yeah, I'm doing amazing.
Me too. Been working.
I just was talking about mental health and, you know, this little girl, you know. Some people take it a lot of different ways, and they don't understand mental health. And, you know, I get in my feelings about it because I go through it. So, you know, I just had to get that out. That's all.
Yeah, I was listening to the story that, and I see it like this. Like, mental health is nothing to be toyed with. It's a very serious condition. I've worked in a hospital. I sat with patients who had mental health from different ages, and they just need some professional help because, I mean, it's nothing funny, and whippings don't solve everything. Every situation is different. They need professional help, and that's all I can say. You know, you never know what somebody's going through. I've had people that dealt with seeing people and talking to people that weren't there. They told me this, and this is like, I know one person was like probably 32 or somewhere around that age, and he would tell me he sees things sometimes, and he was punching at it, but. You know, everybody has different situations, and if they could get the help that they need to go ahead and get it, and that's the only thing I got to say. It's nothing funny. It's really
thank
serious.
Thank you, sis.
So.
Appreciate
yes, ma'am.
You. Definitely appreciate it. Thank
welcome.
You for tuning in, baby girl. I'm going to go back to Mr. Raw real quick. I know he got some last words, Mr. Rizzo. You know go in when I
want to say what's up to honey.
Now, honey, what's wrong with you? That one.
How you do?
You already know. You heard how she said it. She know who I am, Dutch. She know me. We know each other.
How you do, Mr. Rowe?
You know, I'm waiting on that fire that I gave up. And I want to hear what she's going to do with that. And, you know, just enjoying your voice when I do hear it. So, you know,
holler at me. I appreciate it. I will. And I don't mean to cut you off, but I know earlier before the phone disconnected, Duchess was talking about the steps. And I was like, when it gets to the sucking the ball part, if it's more than 60 seconds, I'm stopping. If you want me to go, I'm not going to be looking like no blow up doll and have my jaw locked. I'm not going to be having no lock. You know the ball dolls
how they have mouth open? The ball 60 seconds, Ziggy. Fuck
that.
I want to know what that be like.
Boss gets you a new track. I know. What had happened was, and see, I was going to do a clean version, but I was like, if I bleep that out, then I won't have a song. So, you know. But
not clean, girl. I want that shit dirty as you can get that. Well, I want it, and then dirtier.
Well, you need to check your email. Check your email because Boss sent you one of my new tracks called HIFTB, and I think you're gonna love that one.
Well, he sent it to me, but it in it's just the email page. The song wasn't in it.
Okay,
it was just a blank email.
Okay.
Okay. Well, Thursday, I got a guest coming on Thursday, but we're gonna have a 2-hour show because I got the guest. So I'm still doing the make it or break it on Thursday. So we're gonna put it there. Either way, we're gonna put it in. play it on Thursday.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
You're welcome, baby. Make sure you tune in Thursday.
She's trying to tell you on the lowest already agreed. You know what I'm saying? Don't tell too many people.
Oh, yeah.
It's called,
you a whole ass nigga, don't waste your time.
Yeah, I don't want to say what that.
If you a whole ass nigga, don't waste your time.
Oh,
We love you, baby.
Thank you. I love y'all right back. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You already.
April 8th, we're gonna
get out of here. We got 6 minutes left to the show. What you got to say, Slander? Last minute tomorrow. I like how I did it last Wednesday. We kind of changed up the energy. What you think, Mr. Raw? Did you like that energy we was giving? That, you know, the good music energy, and I want to lift up some spirits. We don't have to be sad every just because we're going through grief counseling. We don't have to be sad every show.
Exactly. See, mourning is dealt with in many ways, and then the celebration of life also is a celebration. So it doesn't have to be sad music all the time.
Yeah, I think I'm going to salute to my dad. I'm going to play some music for my dad tomorrow. I'm going to play some music for my mom tomorrow. For my loved ones tomorrow and mix season it in and you liked the music last Wednesday, right? I was in here dancing, touched up in here.
Hey, I was enjoying it. I enjoy the show, you know what I mean? I'm up all night, every night, so I enjoy
Tell
the show.
Mr.
So,
Tell
you know,
him, Mr.
That's, that's
loyalty.
What the music is. The music is good, and it puts you in a good state of mind. And you know what? That's what we need to be nowadays with all these crazy things that's happening. We need to be in a better state of mind. So as long as you enjoy music like we enjoy music, man, just always be around. You?
Yeah, because and for those who like, oh, you play old school, that's what I am. I'm going to play with what I love, what I like, what I think is good. And, you know, I'm not really into the newer music. I'm really not, you know. So, you know, if that's what you're looking for, I'm sorry I don't offer that here, but, you know, that's not what we're doing. And we play independent music for those who, you know, submit their music in, and, you know, and we treat our family special. It is what it is. We show favorites. We out of here, y'all. Love, peace. Thank you, Mr. Ross, so much for everything. You already, you. We out of here. Love, peace, and hair grease. Let me see. When I'm a break.
I sent you that song.